The Republic of Serbia respectfully requests the court to adjudge and declare, 1. That the court lacks jurisdiction to entertain the request in paragraphs 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D, 2E, 3A, 3B, 3C, and 3D of the submissions of the Republic of Croatia, as far as they relate to acts and omissions, whatever their legal qualification, that took place before 27 of April 1992, i.e. prior to the date when Serbia came into existence as a state and became bound by the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. 2. In the alternative, that the requests in paragraphs 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D, 2E, 3A, 3B, 3C, and 3D of the submissions of the Republic of Croatia, as far as they relate to acts and omissions, whatever their legal qualification, that took place before 27 of April 1992, i.e. prior to the date when Serbia came into existence as a state and became bound by the Genocide Convention, are inadmissible. 3. That the requests in paragraphs 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D, 2E, 3A, 3B, 3C, and 3D of the submissions of the Republic of Croatia relating to the alleged violations of the obligations under the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide after 27 of April 1992 be rejected as lacking any basis either in law or in fact. 4. In the further alternative, that the requests in paragraphs 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D, 2E, 3A, 3B, 3C, and 3D of the submissions of the Republic of Croatia as far as they relate to acts and omissions, whatever their legal qualification, that took place before 8 of October 1991, i.e. prior to the date when Croatia came into existence as a state and became bound by the Genocide Convention, are inadmissible. 5. In the final alternative, should the court find that it has jurisdiction concerning the requests relating to acts and omissions that took place before 27 of April 1992, and that they are admissible, respectively, that they are admissible insofar as they relate to acts and omissions that took place before 8 of October 1991, that the requests in paragraphs 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D, 2E, 3A, 3B, 3C, and 3D of the submissions of the Republic of Croatia be rejected in their entirety as lacking any basis either in law or in fact. 6. That the Republic of Croatia has violated its obligations under Article 2 of the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide by committing, during and after Operation Storm in 1995, the following acts with intent to destroy the Serb national and ethnical group in Croatia as such, in its substantial part, living in the Krajina region, killing members of the group, causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group, and deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction. 7. Alternatively, that the Republic of Croatia has violated its obligations under Article 3, B, C, D, and E of the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide through the acts of conspiracy, direct and public incitement, and attempt to commit genocide, as well as complicity in genocide against the Serb national and ethnical group in Croatia as such, in its substantial part living in the Krajina region. 8. As a subsidiary finding, that the Republic of Croatia has violated its obligations under the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide by having failed and by still failing to punish acts of genocide that have been committed against the Serb national and ethnical group in Croatia as such, in its substantial part living in the Krajina region. 9. That the violations of international law set out in paragraphs 6, 7, and 8 of these submissions constitute wrongful acts attributable to the Republic of Croatia, which entail its international responsibility, and accordingly, 1. That the Republic of Croatia shall immediately take effective steps to ensure full compliance with its obligation to punish acts of genocide as defined by Article 2 of the Convention, or any other acts enumerated in Article 3 of the Convention, committed on its territory during and after Operation Storm. 2. That the Republic of Croatia shall immediately amend its law on public holidays, remembrance days, and non-working days by way of removing the Day of Victory and Homeland Gratitude and the Day of Croatian Defenders, celebrated on the 5th of August as the Day of Victory in the genocidal Operation Storm, from its list of public holidays. And 3, that the Republic of Croatia shall redress the consequences of its international wrongful acts, that is, in particular, A, pay full compensation to the members of the Serb national and ethnical group from the Republic of Croatia for all damages and losses caused by the acts of genocide in a sum and in a procedure to be determined by the court in a subsequent phase of this case, and B, established all necessary legal conditions and secure environment for the safe and free return of the members of the Serb national and ethnical group to their homes in the Republic of Croatia, and to ensure conditions of their peaceful and normal life, including full respect for their national and human rights.